Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Four o'clock hour, Northern Nevada's in. Reno Sparks, thanks for being here. This part of the show is brought to you by our friends at Treasure Island. We are at the Golden Circle Sports Bar every Friday and upcoming on Saturday morning, starting up next Saturday. But Fridays with Cofield and Company, this is tremendous. $5 happy hour. You don't get beers up on the strip for $5, but at Golden Circle, Gillies and Breeze Bar, extended happy hour, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And then, of course, around the property, you got Gillies. They've got their world-famous bikini bull riding coming up on Sunday, 9:30, $400 cash prize. And on Labor Day, the 1st, a special performance with Vincent Mason that is a 9 o'clock start at Gillies. Entry is free.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents The Big Four at Four. Number four.
Hi, Willie. What's going on with Andy Reid and Taylor Swift?
They're buddies. They're homies. Andy Reid has apparently... This was before today's big announcement, by the way.
What was today's big announcement?
I don't know. Some proposal or something between two people.
They're engaged, right? Kelce and Swift did a big announcement. They're engaged.
Big splash, yeah. Get it out of the way before the... Before the season.
You think that was the concern? It'd be a distraction week six when the Chiefs are 2-3?
1,000,000%.
It is smart.
Yes, but now it's going to be...
You got a two-week break here before the season starts?
Well, first of all, what you asked me, Randy Reid, so he reacted to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift praised his leadership qualities as a Chiefs head coach. He comes back and compliments her. And what's funny is when I was reading this, because she's a good girl, first of all. And I mean, might be the most famous lady in the world right now. We could go back to Media Day, Scrum Night, when the Chiefs and the 49ers took the field at Allegiant that Monday before the Super Bowl here. He said, it's almost like verbatim. He's become a robot when he knows what he's going to say when he's asked about Taylor Swift. She's a good girl, first of all. And then goes into whatever he's going to say. And that's great. I mean, you know why? Because he knows the attention that she is. You know what she is? She is the Caitlin Clark for the Kansas City Chiefs. She has brought, think about it. She has brought eyes to football.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even have to strap it on.
She's yesterday with the slanted, now with the strap. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
What's going on here?
Well, you strap on shoulder pads and you put it. Yeah. So, I mean, now today they announced the engagement. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they get engaged. And I just think added eyes. There's going to be more. But, I mean, I'm wondering, let's just get this out of the way. He's in his mind. Let me get this out of the way before the season. But the same token, it's going to bring a wealth of new fans to the NFL and the Chiefs. All of a sudden, Chiefs gear is good. She's going to have her own jersey.
You're all right on this. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who are bristling at this. Like, it's the NFL. They're the biggest brand in the league, winning all these Super Bowls. She's so freaking big with a completely different audience.
Completely.
That she's added a ton to the National Football League. You think Raj, you think Gradel has been unhappy seeing the numbers rise around the league, but especially on Chiefs games when he was rubbing his hands together going, new TV deals on the horizon.
I wonder how much content creation has gone up. We talk about it all the time as far as writers are concerned and having our stories and our bits. This new thing that I'm doing on TikTok and Instagram with the WNBA players called You Don't Say. I did one with Paige Beckers. Went viral. Somebody aggregated and wrote a whole story about it. You don't think that there's content creators out there aggregating just in general their relationship and talking about it and getting paid, monetizing their stuff to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
Hey, NFL, haven't you made enough money? No, we haven't. No, actually, no, it never stops. You can tell by their approach. So if we get some music superstar who has a whole audience that would never watch NFL games, yeah, we're in. Let's go.
And the best is going to be this season when the fans say, if it wasn't for Taylor Swift, Kansas City Chiefs wouldn't be as popular, just like we hear it about Caitlin Clark.
Cool, but he's a family man now. He's going to be married. That's got to lead to more success.
Sure.
No?
Sure.
Oh, now are we going down this path?
Just putting it out there.
Is this Grisling Griff?
Well, so are you commenting that that is a general thought, that players are better off when they're married? They're more focused? They're more mature?
I mean, that's the, you know, that's a narrative I've heard out there. The family men are the ones who lead their teams to championships.
Hold on, let me get Darren Waller on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen if you don't have a harmonious relationship.
He got married. He got married with the thought of settling down.
Yeah, I would think a lot of athletes would be more focused in terms of not going out. But, you know, sometimes a wife and kids can also take a lot away from the time that you're trying to prep for things, especially in regular jobs.
I think it varies in the sport.
Yep.
I really do. I mean, like, for instance, baseball. I know baseball players, they enjoy the road trips. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, like
fun,
football.
Fun pass.
Yeah.
Little break.
NFL.
Long break.
NFL guys, I mean, think about your week as a college football player when you play college football, right? You have your film study, then you have your hardcore practices, then you got your walkthrough, then you have your travel day, then you arrive, and then your game day, and
there's
then
no
you're back
time.
Home.
Huh? There's no time.
There's no time, realistically. And if you're sneaking them in the hotel room, you're running the risk of breaking team rules. You're getting in the night before. Baseball, NBA, you're on the road. Baseball for sure, because you're in one city for 3 days, and you know, you're calling your Reds friend, you're calling your Cincinnati friend. No, then we're going to be in Chicago. I'll call my Chicago. Hey, I'm going to be in.
Set these
yeah, they're just friends. Yeah. With benefits. Set those days aside. I'll be in town. What's the big deal? I mean, hey, more power to them. If you can pull it off and set someone up with an apartment, hey, I'll be in four times a year. When I get there.
I think his whole approach is freaking brilliant. It's the end of your career and you get to marry up how many fold freaking infinity fold?
He's so rich now. He's marrying up, definitely.
Man, he's so rich now. And what will the settlement be when they split?
How much money
will he get?
Does she make him sign a prenup?
She has to. But he's got to fight like hell. Lawyer up.
100%.
Let's do it. Who was that? Russell Brand, jackass, with Katy Perry, and he took nothing? Idiot.
Mm.
But he's rich. Not rich enough.
Oh, man. She's going to get like two or three of the Super Bowl rings if they ended up splitting up. She would definitely get it. Oh, she's getting it.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Oh, she's definitely getting a ring or two. If they were to split?
No.
Come on.
What court is going to award her more than Kelsey? He's a financial peon.
It's Swifty. It's Taylor Swift. You don't get much bigger than that.
She has to find the right judge.
Let me tell you something. She could fund, if they win the Super Bowl, she could fund the next Super Bowl and use it as a tax write-off. The next batch of the 53 rings, I got it. Right off.
It's not getting emotional. We'll run it by the attorneys.
I'm just saying.
Maybe Griff is right. I don't think he is.
He's not right because she makes more, and she's gonna.
Listen, they just got engaged. What are we doing here?
You're already setting up the divorce, Griff.
40 years of harmony. Lots of kids.
There's a lot of people mad.
How about this?
How old is she now? By the way,
she's definitely in her 30s.
Does she want kids?
Wait a minute. I was just gonna say. Wait. What's the over-under on his retirement?
Oh, he's done after this year.
That's it, right? Pack it in.
Yeah.
Start planting the seeds. Kelsey Juniors.
There's a lot of people pissed off right now that we're even insinuating that these two could possibly break up.
I mean, she's 35.
I don't really care.
Can't wait much longer.
Let's just say, because it is a very dynamic couple, and they have brought a lot of light in different. And I think once he retires, and they said like they're going to do a lot of philanthropic things. But if they do break up, who's doing the breaking?
It's going to be Taylor Swift.
Why are we doing this?
She's snapping him free.
She's snapping.
God, you guys are the worst. So cynical.
Whatever, grumpy.
By the way, he's 6'5 and went in shape about 245. I'm sure after his career, he'll be 280. She is 5'10. That is
the next great NFL family.
If they're not good athletes, then Taylor's fault.
Female, WNBA?
Man, we could be looking at women.
WNBA?
We could look at daughters who are 6'2". We could look at dudes Like we're 6'7".
Wow. So the
they could be lean. They could be biggins.
Hold on. Let me think.
This is the whole big four now. Wipe it out. Swift and Kelce got engaged.
2025. So we're talking in 2050. Number one draft pick is in the WNBA is a Kelce.
I mean, we don't know that either. Sometimes the genes are stronger on one side or the other. So might have no girls. Might be all boys.
She wears the pants in the family.
What is she?
She's got the genes. Trust me.
What's going on here? I don't think that's scientific, Willie.
She's got the chutzpah.
You. Okay.
Oh, you know what?
Number three.
We have plenty of time for that. Very important stuff. As big as Kelce and Swift. World Baseball Classic in 2026 in Japan. Who's going to air it?
Netflix.
Let's go back to Kelce and Swift. No, I'm kidding. Netflix? Here we go.
Netflix is airing the wedding? What? No. Oh. Yeah, Netflix secured the rights to the deal with MLB, exclusively streaming the 2026 World Baseball Classic in Japan. During the 2023 World Baseball Classic, Japan's games averaged 30 million viewers in the country.
Well, it's big business.
Streaming is taking over. Netflix is going to be the giant.
The Dodgers are the smartest organization in all of baseball because they corner the market on the Japanese market and Japanese players. Mm-hmm. So why would Netflix not follow suit?
Sure.
Right? As they start to dip their toe more aggressively into the sports world.
So what you're saying is Netflix will be the home for the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball soon.
Yeah, I don't know how that works internationally. I don't know who holds their rights in Japan. Saying domestically, I don't know. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
If Netflix had, we're showing Dodger games. We've got five teams, and we're their host channel.
Listen, I don't want to. Well, I just was going to come up with ducks in a row and count the chickens before they hatch, all of them.
Kind of like you did, Taylor.
I don't know that Netflix carrying the Dodgers would fix everything, but you would think. It might fix the ongoing annoyance in places like LA and New York, where depending on what cable system and what carrier you have, you may not be able to see your team play for 3, 5, 7, 10 years.
Blacked out.
That's a good point. That's touche. MLB might F it up.
MLB
still find a way to be counterproductive.
Yes, exactly.
They have we have to look up what the local deal
is. If there's a pro sports league in this country that's going to screw something up good, it's going to be Major League Baseball.
I'm guessing, I think it's Prime as a Dodgers carrier, probably has like 8 years left on their deal for big money, but maybe that's the deal. At some point, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Cubs, maybe the Phillies would have a carrier like that instead of the dopey local carriers that then fight and bicker and piss and moan with cable companies. And you know what? On the way back, we got to get to this because we got more baseball to get to. Big news with the A's. But there's big problems with TV, and the Big Ten is now embroiled in one of these network versus carriers battle where a bunch of these big, the Big Ten games won't be on in a lot of cases. I've been through this so many times having to talk about this. It's infuriating, and you, the consumer, you, the sports fan, have absolutely no power. This hour is brought to you by Battleborn Injury Lawyer. 766-1400 is a call from anywhere in the state of Nevada number. Call Matt Hoffman, Justin Watkins. If you have questions, you got a case in the north, you got to dial 775-766-1400.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Willie's here. It's Cofield. 4 o'clock hour. Presented by our friends at Battleborn Injury Lawyers. We were just talking a little bit of TV rights for sports. I'm not saying either one of these is like a top 10 topic in social media, but I do think they're trending, at least on my apps. One is Vegas is dead. The other one is how much does it cost to watch my sports? People are starting to add up the money and it's getting pretty crazy here. And then the worst part is when you pay the money and then you still can't get your sports because two Goliaths are warring. And right now, do you have a sports carrier? Like, do you have a main TV carrier so you can get your sports?
Yeah.
What do you use?
Cox.
Okay, so
I have no problem with anything.
I had that in the past. Had DirecTV. Had YouTube TV. I'm back on Hulu. And you know what? You know what my family calls me for getting any of those? They're like, you are a bachagaloop.
So I have.
You know what a bachagaloop is?
Basically, stew not.
Yep. A fool, a buffoon, a dummy. And you know why that is? Because at some point, they're going to burn us. And we're all bachagaloops. So here's what's going on. Yahoo Sports just put this out a little while ago. Fox has until 5 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday to come to an agreement with YouTube TV on a network and its corresponding sports channels to be carried on the streaming service this fall. If it doesn't happen, YouTube TV will offer a $10 credit to subscribers should Fox properties become, quote, unavailable for an extended period of time. And almost every reaction on this thread was to your $10. I just did the chin flick.
$10 one time or $10 per month?
Says a $10 credit. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $10 once. What does it matter if we don't have one of the big networks that carries the NFL and college football? And you know what we can do about it? Nothing. And a bunch of people were like, oh, you're not going to come to an agreement and you're going to throw me 10 bucks? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do Riddick Bowe with the belt and throw it in the garbage. I'm going to throw you in the garbage and I'm going to find somewhere else. Why? This happens all the time. I swear to God, I'm flashbacking to, that's not even a word, but I'm flashing back to sitting in the Fox Sports studio doing the Wise Guy show, and I remember a battle between Cox Cable and maybe it was ESPN, and I might have called someone a name, and someone might have got mad at me. So I got very emotional. Not anymore!
I have no clue.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it just went so far off the rails.
I don't want to bring it up.
It doesn't even come in. It doesn't have anything to do with YouTube and Fox.
It totally
does.
I'm telling you, in 2004 or 2005, Cox and ESPN were battling. We were going to lose ESPN. Now we have to pick who's the bad guy. And each side is like, oh, they're the bad guy. They're the bad guy. We got the same thing. It's freaking 20 years later, and now we got, oh, it's Fox. Oh, it's YouTube TV. You're bad guy, bad guy. It's like, I don't care. I pay.
I've been hearing this since I started on this show, even prior to just different conversations about different, and everybody's always said, Willie, just get rid of Cox. Just get rid of Cox. Get Hulu.
I didn't say get rid of it. You go with what you want. No one said that. Come to me when you got a complaint. I'll call you about to go loop.
I have been told by different people throughout the years, yeah, you're better off doing this. You're better off doing this. You know what? I've stuck with Cox, and yes, the rates have gone up, but every time I go in and complain, they drop it. They see my loyalty. They drop it back down. I get all the movie channels, and the things that I have paid for prior to streaming, meaning networks, Prime Video, I was already paying for that. I was already in pocket for those things. Prime, obviously, because Amazon Prime. So you automatically get Prime. Like, I didn't decide to get Prime Video. I pay for the Prime, and then you get the free delivery because you're a Prime subscriber. You get Prime Video.
You're making out like a bandit.
I was already doing that, and they decided to start streaming sports because I was a. The only thing that I've actually dipped into my pocket once a year for strictly sports is the league pass with WNBA, which is like $30, and my company pays for that. It's a big deal. It's a write-off for me. So outside of that, I'm fine. I get all the networks. I get the NFL. I get the NHL. I get the MLB. I don't buy. Now the other thing is I used to pay for the Red Zone. Now it's part of everything. You get it. So everybody that jumped ship, did this, did that, YouTube, Hulu.
None of it works.
Nah, you're all taken in the gulo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to throw some other, depending on your opinion, evil jabronis into the mix.
Okay.
Now the Big Ten has come over the top. Big Ten has put together an ad campaign, some promos. using coaches like James Franklin and Ryan Day. They're in a video pushing for fans to visit keepfox.com. So they picked their side. So now we got to, oh, James Franklin. I've always liked him. Thanks, James. Ryan Day, big fan of his. Matt Rhule. Vegas loves Matt Rhule after he basically said college sports doesn't belong here. So yeah, I'm going to listen to those guys. So now I got I got to pick. Okay, is Jimmy Franklin and Ryan Day the good guy? Is YouTube TV the good guy? Is Fox the good guy? Come on. There you go.
Everybody's getting consumed to what everybody's saying and doing. Just sit down and watch TV with your remote. Get the best one for you. I've always had Cox, and I've never wavered. I've had it since it was called Prime Cable.
You're quite the devotee.
You know what I am?
Cut him a check, baby.
I'm loyal.
You are loyal.
The Dallas Cowboys, still a fan. Prime Cable to Cox, there.
That's a terrible example.
It's not as loyal
as the TV
character. As a matter of fact, that's the best damn example. Being a Lakers, Dodgers, and Cowboys, do you know that the seasons that the tumult that those three franchises have gone through since the late 70s?
I thought you were Mr. Raven now, Mr. Lamar Jackson.
I am a Lamar Jackson fan. I didn't say he's the one that's saying, oh, Willie's jumping ship. I never said I was jumping ship. I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson, so I cheer for the Ravens, but I'm a Lamar Jackson fan. But I've been a Dallas Cowboy fan since long before you were born, Chippy.
You know, I also forgot.
No, you didn't.
This part of it, because with more of the statement on KeepFox.com, the statement is, while this is the Big Ten's pitch, while Fox remains committed to reaching a fair agreement with Google, so evil, YouTube TV, we're disappointed that Google continually exploits its outsized influence. Now, you understand, where is the Big Ten's bread buttered? Where is Jimmy Franklin's bread buttered? Can I keep saying it that way? Where is Ryan Day's bread buttered? By Fox. That's where the money's coming from. Which, do you want me to go down a whole nother path?
Yeah.
Fox is starting to envelop the college dudes, right? That's who they appeal to, and guys who didn't go to college, the Barstool guys and Portnoy. And now he claims that he is banned from being at Ohio State for this Texas game because Ohio State hates Michigan. He's a Michigan guy. So now we got, this is another X factor in this whole thing. I was reading a thread today where Ohio State fans hate Fox. Why do they hate Fox? Because Fox has too much influence over their game start times. And we don't like noon games. We like night games. Okay. You can't have it all. Someone's got to pay for all this at these schools, Willie. And if TV puts up billions of dollars, and guess what? TV's going to get something out of it, and you don't get to have a 7 o'clock kickoff at the Horseshoe. They're going to want it in their package for the big noon kickoff. Sorry. By the way, all of this that I just mentioned, right? Never forget, Willie. In college football, the kids are the problem. It's the kids. It's not TV. It's not the carriers. It's not the coaches.
Well,
it's not
the
boosters.
Isn't it with everything?
Damn kids.
College football, it's the players. It's they're greedy. All of a sudden, they want to get paid. In the WNBA, it's the women. Pay us what you owe us. Oh, but the league's in debt. How could you ask for more? The NBA, $1 million babies. The NFL.
Kobe Myers.
Major League Baseball, $700 million men. I mean, it's always the athletes. Nobody's paying attention to what's going on in the boardroom.
Because very few people can associate, which they should be able to, can associate with the people in the boardroom. They're faceless, nameless for the most part, so they don't know who they are.
You know what I think we need?
The athletes are like, I can play sports.
You know what I think we need? I think we need, instead of sitting down with the remote at 5 o'clock and turning on a game, instead of turning on Netflix and watching Hard Knocks and or HBO, whatever the heck, all these streaming, these Jerry and SEC. You know what we need? like we have on CNN or MSNBC at 12 o'clock during the stock market and all the political show. We need a boardroom show, like for an hour, and to have the cameras with the executives and their marketing departments, and then making phone calls and talking to the different TV markets. We need a TV show following them around, just like they exploit the players and follow them around. How about if we put you in the spotlight and follow you around and have live television, just like instead of watching the games, let's watch how you operate your business.
Sounds a lot like Hard Knocks and New York Giants. Little behind the scenes.
We did get to see that.
Yeah.
And the NFL after that one.
I want
it
live.
No more of that.
No, I want it live.
I want it live. You want real
reality?
I
want it live, just like we're watching a game live.
364-1100, 364-1100. You know, we need a down-to-earth, freaking hard-working dude that doesn't make any money. Let's go see Jeff Foxworthy, right? Jeff Foxworthy's in town, baby. December 10th, PH Live, Planet Hollywood. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. We got a pair of tickets for that early December show. Jeff Foxworthy. How about that? 364-1100, caller 7.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Every Monday, we get to Boomer's Broadcaster Bites, Boomer's Sportsbook. Bet with Boomer. We needed to do it on a Tuesday. We got a lot of food stuff to get into. Willie's here. It's Cofield. Griffin. So generally, Broadcaster Bites is about what we eat around the games. If we're on the road, what we eat on the road. I will be going to H-Town in a couple of days, Houston. I've been there before last year. I had one spot. I didn't get the hit. I will explain that maybe later in the week, maybe on Friday. God, I was pissed off, but I got a second chance, baby.
The one time I was close to there, I was at Beaumont, which was right near the bayou, and that was the only time, first time and only time, but not the last time. If I ever have the chance, I'll only do it in legit places that I tried gator.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yep, I love
very
gator.
I love gator, and I like frog legs, yeah.
Allegiant, I thought, did a pretty good job setting up the spread for the UNLV-Idaho State game. I have pictures all over the rundown. Mm-hmm. They had a choice of brisket. Mm-hmm. They had fried chicken. Mm-hmm. They had baked beans, mm-hmm. mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. I see a little salad. Caleb Herring, I know his big point of contention, but, dude, the world is not all about you. His big point of contention is, why do they offer a vegan option? They had some pan-fried seasoned tofu. Look at you shaking your head.
It's nice that they offered that, but I felt like they wasted space with that. They could have put a smaller portion. I don't think I'm guessing that was the only time they had to put that out there. Like there were.
Oh, they have an option every meal.
Listen to what I'm saying, Stephen. Yeah. That was the only time they had to put that out there, but they had to keep refilling the brisket and the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to let people finish.
All right. Relax.
It's key.
I'm getting scolded every day. I'm not letting him finish. And then also, apparently, I'm a liar embellishing everything. It takes away from my believability on the air. I'm a truth teller.
Embellisher.
Baked beans.
Didn't want to have gas.
You've been very belchy lately. Yeah. What do you think? What's happening with you? Oh, the soda.
Yeah.
So imagine if you. Okay. So I don't. Good point. I don't want you to be farty. there was mac and cheese, which.
I wasn't a fan of the way it looked. A little too runny.
It was runny.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get by with the runniness. You didn't try it? Mm-mm. Oh, you didn't do the sides.
I had the salad. Okay. And the fruit.
You know what's funny? I did not see fruit or salad. Maybe I went too early. They also had brisket. Did you try it?
I did. It was good.
It looked, I'll say, flavorful. My only reference on that is they left some fat on there, which I'm pro fat.
One side.
I'm pro fat.
But it was what I was okay with the fat was it was all on one side. So they just basically they didn't take the time to trim one side of it. It wasn't marbled through. It was on one so once you pulled your pieces, you could just take that side off. It was very easily removable.
We'll post these pictures up on
You didn't take Steve the Cofield. Best pictures, I'm just letting you know. Like the picture of the brisket I'm looking at, if that's what you're posting, it's not flattering to what they offered. Like, I saw the fresh batch that came out, and it looked fantastic.
I only have so much time, my friend.
Okay, so just be wary when he posts it that he didn't. He took the like he might have taken this an hour after the game was over. Just saying.
That's not accurate. Now you're accusing me of embellishing again.
I'm embellishing.
Yeah, you're turning the tables on me. Golden fried chicken, as they called it.
It's decent.
Why was it only decent?
It wasn't. It didn't have, like, even when it came out, I think the heat, because it's the case that it's in, you close the glass top, it immediately humidifies that crunch, and it softened
Chafing it. Dishes are dangerous.
And you made it chew. It makes it chewy, which sometimes can be good. You like a little, like, sometimes, you know, but it just didn't work. Because when you smell fried chicken, I just had this conversation with somebody earlier today. I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to a friend of mine. She walked into a grocery store. Grocery store deli sections at noon, when they do the fried chicken, are fantastic. The crunch is phenomenal. Love crunchy fried chicken.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas and ESPN Reno.
Back here, ESPN Las Vegas, our weekly spot with Sam Peniotovich from Bet Sweats and Bear Bets. Lots to get into. All right, I want to react first to what happened in week zero. Did you have anything you watched in terms of downgrades, upgrades? It was only a handful of games.
I made one bet. It was Kansas minus 12 and a half. That number I thought should have been 17. Got that one right, but could have easily gotten it wrong. I try to not get too involved early. Granted, there were only five games at the FBS level, but I didn't find myself on a couple sides that I maybe would have in years past because I knew my number was right on Kansas, but I wasn't sure about UNLV. I wasn't sure about Iowa State. I wanted to wait and see. And then I wasn't going to bet Hawaii-Stanford with your money. What a horrible football game that was, by the way. And now Hawaii's quarterback is already hurt. So I know that you didn't ask me this, but the most important thing for me right now on a Tuesday is the health of Hawaii's quarterback, Micah Alejado. Now, he was hobbling on the field noticeably against Stanford. And then in the locker room, I had some guys in the locker room that were covering the game that said, yeah, he had a boot on. He was iced up. If he doesn't play against Arizona, it could be a bloodbath. And that number has already been bet from 14 to 17 and a half. The backup at Hawaii, Steve, is a JUCO transfer. That's the most important thing to me this week.
I saw that you're writing a newsletter coming out on Fridays. You're going to come with the Vegas books.
Yeah. It's going to be probably 400 words. You can read it in 5 minutes. We're going to do injury rumors, because you don't do that in college. You know, the NFL is very clear. Every Wednesday, pow, injury report. In college, it's, well, we expect him to play, or he's fine, and then he's got a concussion and he doesn't play. So we're going to try and dive inside not only the injuries, the sharp information, quotes from guys like Tony Miller, who's in this first one. He tells me a story about how all his guys, he's got big bettors that went to Texas or are from Texas, and they come in with their cowboy hats and their Spurs on, and they got a bunch of cash, and these guys just can't stop betting Arch Manning to win the Heisman. So things like that, quotes from guys in the know, picks from myself, and then we'll also have some FCS angles, which I know the people are clamoring for.
Oh, good, good. I got some FCS I got to run by you. Sammy P is with us on Cofield and Company from Bet Sweats. Okay. The line for Ohio State and Texas is a little squirrely. I'm seeing notes that 75 to 85% of the tickets and the money is on Texas, yet now Ohio State's 2.5. So is that are we to assume, hey, sharps are really digging Ohio State?
Well, this number in the summer opened 3. Ohio State 3. So I think some of that Texas support has just been enough to get it off the 3. But from the sounds of it, and again, it's early in the week, a lot of the public money is going to enter the market Friday and then, of course, on Saturday. But it sounds like this is going to be a game. I was talking to another bookmaker for the story. he gave me the quote this morning where he said, we're going to need Ohio State. Caveat there is things could change over the next 4 days or so, but it turns out that people just can't stop thinking about Texas and Arch Manning. But you see some of the bigger bets, some of the limit bets have been on Ohio State. So there's a reason we haven't come that far off the three. I mean, if this was all Texas money, we'd be 1.5-1 right now, which, again, is still possible. I think the bigger move to talk about in this game, though, and I'm ready to go the other way, this total opened at 50.5, and now we're down several shops in town are 48. Circa, Superbook, South Point are 48. Other books are 47.5. And if you polled 100 people in Vegas right now, I bet 80 of them would say under. So that has me thinking, at 47, am I blast off? I mean, Steve, you got four NFL receivers in this game. You have a kid with the last name Manning, and Julian saying they really like at Ohio State. 48 is not a lot of points. I mean, 27-21, that's not a lot. That would get me home at 47.5. But everybody you talk to and everybody you look at and everything you read, under. Be careful.
Sammy P is with us here on ESPN Las Vegas. Sunday game. We got Notre Dame going to Miami. What do we like?
Well, you know I have Carson Beck Heisman, so I'm biased. I like Notre Dame a lot. I think they're, let's see, I have them as my number 8 team in the country. So I'm not dogging Notre Dame. But to start this freshman, CJ Carr, and have him have to go on the road against a top 15 team, just not ideal for me. And I also think we're going to need time because Al Golden was the architect of that defense, which, oh, by the way, lost 3-4 guys of the NFL. It's a new defense, essentially, with a new coordinator and new players at important positions. I just think Miami's more prepared to have success early. And I think Miami should be a small favorite. So I took 3 a couple months ago. It's now 2.5. Of course, I still like it. But if you remember, you and I in the middle of summer, I was telling you Carson Beck to win the Heisman. At the time, it was 25-30-1 or higher. You look up right now, South Point's got 18-1. So the Beck money has come in. Remember, Beck was co-favored last summer to win the Heisman. And now he's double digits, 18-20-1 or whatever. I like Miami. I also think, though, people are not going to want to play Notre Dame in November and December. I think that team will show you its best hand later, and there's a lot of adjustments. Young quarterback, new defensive coordinator, lost a lot. And, of course, you're paying the premium because Notre Dame just went to the title game. So, Notre Dame good. Last I saw, Notre Dame title game. It's all a part of it.
Bear Bets and Bet Sweats, that's where you can see, amongst many places, Sam Paniadovich. He's up on Cofield and Company. I saw you were on with Alex White and Jeff Parles, and you guys were bouncing around the ACC and how many teams could potentially get into the college football playoff and maybe making a bet on that front. What'd you guys come up with?
Well, I'm Miami boy, 2-1 playoff. I think this is the best team Mario's had, and that's not exactly a hot take. He's been there a handful of years now, and a lot of those guys that he brought in many years ago are now – juniors and seniors. They love the quarterback. People are raving about the receiver room that was addressed in the portal. This is a good football team, Steve. And I think when you talk Miami with the average bear, they're going to say, well, I can't trust Mario. He doesn't know how to manage the clock. All right, let's move on from that. If you keep categorizing them as a team that can't manage the clock, you're going to get burned eventually. I just think talent-wise, Miami is so much better than every other team in the ACC that is not named Clemson. Obviously, Clemson is number one, but I have Miami a very, very close 1B. They're both elite teams in what should be a top-heavy year in the ACC.
So you guys like at least two teams to make it from the ACC to the CFP?
I think it's two. Yeah, no more than two. I'd make the number 1.5, juice to the over.
On Bet Sweats, I saw today you did make miss bets. Did you guys have something real strong aside from Miami in terms of making, or maybe someone missing where the number is just too juicy to pass up?
USC's been getting bet. That's the team that I keep hearing about. I keep seeing the bets in different accounts. I saw guys come in, bet plus 550, bet 5-1 on USC. It's very wild because USC and Illinois are priced very similarly, but I have USC much higher in my number. This Illinois thing is just blowing my mind. We're not going to bet Illinois to miss the playoff, though, because, of course, they're favored to miss the playoff handsomely. But USC at 9-2 plus 450-ish, I think that's a team that could potentially crack the party.
Sammy P is with us. Yeah, I was just looking through the William Hill odds to find a plus with all the teams that are minus, you know, play against them. So you got Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Texas. There are several, more than several situations where it is a really young quarterback and it could blow up. But does that mean they're going to lose three or four games? Because all those teams would probably have to lose at least three to be out.
If Ohio State, though, my counter to that would be if they lose three games and they're all the big games, how do you put them in? If they lose to Texas, Penn State, Michigan, how do you possibly put them in the playoff? What's the marquee win? Illinois? Yeah. So you got to beat somebody. I have a lot of doubts about Ohio State this year. They just throw up the win total every year, 10.5, 11. They lost 14 guys to the NFL draft. They lost both coordinators. As you know, Chip's gone. Chip's in Vegas. Yep. Jimmy Knowles left Ohio State to go to Penn State. And now you have a redshirt freshman quarterback. The talent is there. The production is not.
Let's close on the NFL. Sammy P is with us here on this Tuesday. Cofield and company. He's with Bet Sweats. So it's not a big deal in the big picture. Kenny Pickett to the Raiders. They need a backup quarterback. But I do think it says something about the Browns in that now it's Flacco and the rookies. And I think they pull the plug on Flacco if they get out to a terrible start. And their schedule early, the first six games are brutal. Do we need to fade? Like, we actually recommend fading a team that has a 5.5 win total under minus 140. Do we want to jump on that? Because now all they have are rookies behind Flacco.
I think it's the worst quarterback room in the league. And you could you could meet me with New Orleans. Okay, fine. Maybe the Jets have a room that's about as bad. I'm not the first person to talk about this. Colin Cowherd was saying this a month ago. He thinks the Browns are in the tank. And, you know, some books are coming down to 4.5 on Cleveland. Apparently, the conspiracy theory is the Browns are going to try to be the worst team in the league and then draft Arch. That's been talked about. Cowherd's been banging the drum on that. The issue there is that Arch has no guarantee to come out. I mean, he doesn't have to. If they go to the college football playoff and lose in the semis or the title game and Arch says, you know what, I want to go back one more year, then what do you do? Then you're picking a quarterback you might not even want, whether it's Carson Beck or Drew Aller or Garrett Nussmeier. It comes down to Cleveland never really having a plan. I don't think that's a good football team. And the defense is solid, but when the defense is on the field for 35, 40 minutes a game, that adds up. It's a bad football team, and I am not betting the over. That much is clear.
You know, I will counter Colin on this thought that, hey, you know what, if New Orleans has the number one pick, I mean, you know, it's the hometown. I actually think Archie would look at it and go, this is Eli all over again. I'm not letting him go to the Saints. Management sucks. This is a terrible organization. I'm not going to put my grandson in a pressure-filled situation to go to the hell of football. So I actually think it would dissuade him from going in. All right, we got to close on this because we're up against it. Circa Million, Circa Survivor. I don't know if you heard this, but Mike Palm was telling me last week during their ultimate weekend or contest weekend that he says the trend for Circa Survivor is now moving towards a $20 million pool.
That's exciting. It also makes me think I'm not going to win. Why did I join? I have to outlast some of the sharpest people and the best computers in the world. I'm probably not going to win. It'll be fun. My advice would be maybe join more of your local Survivor pools. If your buddy's running one, sure, you got a much easier shot to win that one.
Refresh my memory. Has there ever been a single winner of Survivor at Circa, or has it always been multiple people at the end and splits? I would love to see a single person win $19 or $20 million, but you know, you have to have the guts to keep going.
I think it's been mostly chops. I could be wrong on that. Maybe there was one outright winner. I will never forget the story. When I flew into Vegas, I saw the overlay. I flew in on a Saturday, signed up, took the Colts against Jacksonville. The Jags won week one, knocked me out, and never won the rest of the year. That's my
incredible
Survivor story for you.
I mentioned Bet Sweats. That's a daily show. Talk about Bear Bets because you guys are doing big things. When can people find that?
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube, Bear Bets Pod, and we are going down in New York every week. So I take a train every week down and every week back. Usually it'll be Wednesdays and Thursdays. This week I'm actually going to a train right now. So, yeah, Bear Bets is taking off. We're doing multiple episodes a week, and hopefully we can find some winners.